disciples, been raising in hell drinking with Howard on the Bootleg Asylum radio show. Give me a hell yeah!
86 Productions.
No, we're not gonna fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man, and if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you can get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah!
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
Told me that you'll never win.
45 and a deck of cards stagger me. He wore rat-drawn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that. Stagger me. His woman threw him out on the ice and the snow, and she told him never ever come back no more. Stagger me. So he walked through the rain and he walked through the mud till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood. Stagger me. He said, Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am. And the barkeeper said, no, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee. He said, well, bartender, it's a plain to see. I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, the barkeeper said, yeah, I heard your name down the way, and I quit motherfucking asses like you every day, Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, those were the last words that the barkeeper said, 'cause Stag put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. Yeah. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Stagger Lee. She's starting to flirt. Oh, Stagger Lee. She saw the barkeep, said, oh God, he can't be dead. Stag said, well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head. She said, you ain't look like you're scarred in quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime, Mr. Stagger Lee. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in, Mr. Stagger Lee. I'll stay here till Billy Dilly comes in, till time comes to pass. And furthermore, I'll fuck Billy Dilly in his motherfucking ass, said Stagger Lee. I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole, said Stagger Lee. Just then Billy Billy rolls in, he says, you must be a man motherfucker called Stagger Lee. I'm Stagger Lee. Yeah, I'm Stagger Lee. And you better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead, said Stagger Lee. Oh, well, Billy Billy dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stag filled him full of lead. Oy.
Hey, this is Tanya from Scarlet Sins, and you're listening to Bootleg Asylum Radio.
I won't let you drown, I won't let you down, I won't let you hit the ground. I won't let you drown, I won't let you hit the ground.
Captain Morgan, Bloody Mary too. A little tequila and your troubles are through. Well, everybody seems to wanna stay away. My best friend tells me I'm in the alcohol of fate. Yes, I'm in the alcohol of fate.
the album's called The World Ain't Pretty. That's the great Pump Jack right there. That's a song called Sucker Punch off, like I said, The World Ain't Pretty. Hey, man, how you doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com, broadcasting live every Friday from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And this will be podcasted next Tuesday, as always, at Section86.com and iTunes. And that's a brand new Section86.com. I told you last Friday, Andy's got the new site up and running right now, and it's pretty kick-ass. Jump over there when you get a chance to Section86.com and check out all the other shows. There'll be a few new ones showing up here pretty soon, as well as my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Tuesday, like I said. So check out the brand new Section86.com. And we have a brand new sponsor for the first time at the new Section86.com, and we got GoDaddy.com jumped on. Give those guys a shout out for GoDaddy.com, man, for helping out Section86.com and keeping these kinds of shows going, man. So pretty cool shit right there. The Barfly Blues Band, right before that, with a great song that got out called Alcohol of Fame, and some kick-ass guitar music in that one right there. Good band, Barfly Blues Band. And the band Scarlet Sins, right before that, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And you got Sylvia on vocals and guitar, and Tanya, bass and vocals, and Eli on the drums. And we played their song that they got out, getting a lot of attention, man. The song's called Drowned, and a kick-ass all-girl heavy metal band. And yeah, there's a lot of them out there, but these guys actually kick ass and really great band. And like I said, many thanks to Tanya for sending me the ID tag. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from Murder Ballads, back in, I believe, 1995 it was released. And track two from that album we played, Stagger Lee, and great shit there from Nick Cave. Started the night off with the Camp Town Ladies, man. One of my favorite, all-time favorite of the female vocals of late, man, from country, western, whatever you want to fucking call it. Just great shit. Gina Galena, she plays banjo and guitar and vocals. Then you got Melissa Carper on the Doghouse bass and vocals. And I believe on this particular song here, you have Arkansas Red playing the lead guitar on that. And just a great, absolutely great band, the Camp Town Ladies from Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And right now, I think Gina Galena married Wayne Hancock. So I'm not sure if they're still located in Arkansas, but I was talking to her about a month ago on MySpace, and she said that they're going to get back together and be putting up some new music here from the Camp Town Ladies pretty soon. But what I played there was, and I'm not sure where this came from, somebody sent it to me, and it's actually a cover of Hank Williams III's Blue Devil from his Rising Outlaw album. And man, they made it their own with an absolutely excellent version of Blue Devil from the Camp Town Ladies, and man, wonderful voice by Gina Galena. Anyway, like I said before, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And I appreciate everybody hanging out. Got a nice treat. Not only did I get the new album from the band Becoming in the mail this week, and it kicks ass, but not only that, we have Jason from the band hopped on the chat board with us live right now. It's cool to have Jason on here from the band Becoming. He plays bass, and along with Amir, Caesar, and Jerry, they put out an album called Sonic Revelations, and it's available right now. A couple places you can find it. You can go to MySpace, / The Becoming Band, or / Becoming Band, or go to becoming.cc and check out Sonic Revelations. I'm sure you can get a hold of it on that website right there. But anyway, what I'm going to do right now, from that brand new album, I'm going to play a 3-song block. And like I said, it's really good to have Jason on the chat board with us, and from sending me this album earlier in the week. And like I said, I've been playing it quite a bit, and here's a 3-song block from the band out of San Jose, basically, the San Francisco Bay Area in California. And this album here happened to be mixed and mastered at Planet Z Studios by Zeus, and you're going to really dig this right here, so check this shit out. This is the band Becoming, their brand new album, Sonic Revelations.
your knees. Everyone take a look around. Is it everything you think? Lost in our own world, far from reality. We make up some magic.
Thank you.
Damn, I just about missed that one. Man, what a fucking great band right there. That album and that band right now happens to be ranked 29th out of over 3,000 artists on the global metal charts, as well as ranked number 21 on the national metal charts at ReverbNation.com. And you can tell why right there. The album's called Sonic Revelations, and it's just been released, and we heard three tracks from that. That particular track right there, the last one, Injustice, so far, is my favorite album, or favorite track on the album, although the whole album's fucking good, man. Heard End of Days, track one, and I started this three-song block out with track number two from that album called Far From Reality. And like I said, many thanks to Jason, who happens to be singing and playing guitar, and he said he did a lot of the drum tracks on that particular song in there, that last one, Injustice. And it's good to have Jason on the chat board with us live and checking out these tunes. Many thanks to him for sending me this album. And again, Amir, Jason, Caesar, and Jerry make up the band Becoming. And check out more from them on their MySpace/Becoming Band, or go to becoming.cc and check out more. Like I said, this was mixed and mastered at Planet Z Studios by Zeus, and the band is out of the San Jose area, San Francisco Bay Area, actually, out of California. And what a great fucking band right there. And just released, like I said, the album is called Sonic Revelations, so check out more from this band, and it'll definitely be on heavy rotation in my car, and I'll be getting back on some of these podcasts, probably next couple podcasts, actually. I'll be playing some of these songs from this brand new album, and many thanks, like I say, Jason, for hanging out with us tonight and, you know, sending me this album, man. Fucking good shit. Anyway, like I said, I appreciate, as always, you guys tuning in, hanging out in chat board. We got a lot of the regulars on the board. We got Toker Dave, Taprat. Taprat has a show here at flapdaddy.com every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. His show is called The Rat, and he plays a lot of different video style shows. He plays Star Trek original episodes. He plays movies, plays some of the artists that he records and films himself, as well as his Dave TV, and he puts on a great show, like I said, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Check out The Rat with your host, Tap Rat. And we have Heldorado on the board with us tonight. Man, he's been a great friend of the show, and as well as mine over the last couple of years, and it's good to have Mike on the show, as always. I like to give him music direction, or music director credits on a lot of my shows, because he puts in some good suggestions, and always willing to play what Heldo asked for. And we have Lefty X, host of LP Sides Only. He was on tonight, as he is every Friday night, 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time, right before my Bootleg Asylum radio show starts. He's also on every Thursday from 9 till midnight Eastern as well. And you'll never go wrong with one of the Lefty X's show, and it's great to have all those guys, like I said, on the chat board, as well as Jason from the band Becoming. And let's see, like I said, everybody that takes time to download my show, certainly appreciate all that. And don't forget the new section86.com. And that's enough of the fucking bullshit fucking promos right now, man. I'm going to get into some more music right now. This band right here sent me some tracks a couple weeks ago, and they got a new EP coming out here pretty soon. I think the end of this month, matter of fact. The band is Kodiak Jack. I think they're from Angry Badger Records, and I'll have to get a little more information on that right now. But anyway, this band right here is called Kodiak Jack, and the song is called Them. And you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. We'll talk to you on the other side of these.
I'm not 'cause that's just what I want to be. But a whole shine still couldn't kill these mean old memories. Well, I'm a tear-soaked, heart-broke joke and a pitiful sight to see. That's alright, because tonight might be the last for me. 'Cause I think I'll drink and cry and wonder why I'm so torn up inside. Gentleman Jack, if you can't bring her back, or let me make things right, then I think I'll try to dry up every bottle of booze inside. And I'll just drink and cry and die tonight. Well, this fifth of Jim Beam just might make it seem like it ain't really so bad. And this fifth of Crown just might drown all the memories of what we had. And this Johnny Walker's Red just might kill dead every brain cell making me mad. But all the drink in the world won't give me back the girl who left me so sorry and sad. So I think I'll drink and cry and wonder why I'm so torn up inside. Gentleman Jack, if you can't bring her back, or let me make things right, then I think I'll try to dry up every bottle of booze inside. And I'll just drink and cry and die tonight. Well, that clock strike tells this fool who failed that it's near and closing time. And no more can I see what she's done to me, for the tears blinding out my eyes. So cheers, here's to the years of sin, one last drink before I die. Bottoms up, so long friend, this here's the end, goodbye. Yes, I think I'll drink and cry and wonder why I'm so torn up inside. Gentleman Jack, if you can't bring her back, or let me make things right, then I think I'll try to dry up every bottle of booze inside. And I'll just drink and cry and die tonight. Yes, I'll just drink and cry and die tonight.
What's wrong with Sandy?
Maybe it's just a squirrel thing.
Wish I was back in Texas. The ocean's no place for a squirrel. Wish I was in Texas, prettiest place in the world. Oh no, I guess it deep in my heart I'll always be a Texas girl. I wanna go home. Texas, all I can do is cry. Yodelay-o, 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 lay, lay. I wanna go home, 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 home.
I wanna go home. Freedom machine. She's pretty, she's fast, and she's tough. The first time I ever seen. My little freedom machine. I knew I had to have that dreamy green buff. So I saved up my money for a long, long time. For the day I could make old little wheel wine. Now she's sitting in the driveway, she's mine, all mine. Little freedom machine. Every time I make a scene, my freedom machine, everybody wants to go for a ride. They're always talking about the motor and that pretty paint job and all the chrome running down the side. Now I finally got the freedom that had always seemed so hard to get a hold of when I was 16. Now I'm making up for a few lost dreams. I mean, little freedom machine. Feeling this free. Take me back to the day when I was just a kid in my teens. Building plastic model toys was as close as I could get ever having my own freedom machine. But now the world looks like a little kinder place, with a motor going to cool and the wind in my face. Even when I take it easy, man, she still wants to race. My little freedom machine. Yeah. She's long and lean, she looks real mean. She's a fantasy on wheels and my childhood dream. Now I'm seeing all the freedom that I ain't ever seen. My mean little freedom machine. My mean little freedom machine. My mean little freedom machine.
Of course, that's the great Junior Brown right there. That particular song there came from a bootleg I have recorded in 2000 in Australia, a show called Studio 22. And I don't know, it's about a half an hour long bootleg video that I have. The show is really good, man. A lot of different artists go on there. And I took the audio from that DVD that I got right there in a song called Freedom Machine. Again, the great Junior Brown. And of course, you know, yeah, sorry about that. lead into the Junior Brown. That was, of course, Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob SquarePants, of course. You know, she's the squirrel that lives in a bubble underneath the ocean. Yeah, you get the idea. Anyway, Sandy Cheeks singing the Texas song. Of course, the music, and I think actually the lyrics are written by, and sang at the end by Junior Brown himself. So, you know, kind of funny shit there. Hope you like that, you know, little intro to Junior Brown anyway. And before I go any farther, I'd like to say or give a shout out to Bonnie48. Happens to be listening on Blogstar right now. And many thanks to Taprat, the host of The Rat, for hooking this show up through the internet like he does and onto Blogstar. And again, like I said, I just want to give a shout out to Bonnie48. And thanks to you, Bonnie. I've been trying to slow down my talking. As you can see, it hasn't worked the best, but I'll give it a try, goddammit. Just because of what you said has sunk in and sticks with me, Bonnie48. Hope you feel better. Anyway, good to have you on the board, man. Rebel Sun, before the Junior Brown song, and you know what? I don't have the info right in front of me. I'm not sure what particular album that came off of, but the band is Rebel Sun, and the song was called Drink and Cry, and man, great stuff right there. Started this off a little while ago, the band, from Angry Badger Records, and they got an album coming out August 17th, actually, but I played a track from their prior album that came out last year, I believe, from title track from the album called Them, from the band Kodiak Jack, and again, like I said, a six-song new EP will be out August 17th, and the album's called Bunny Girl, and they're on Angry Badger Records, so check out more from the band Kodiak Jack, and I hope you like that set or something in it right there. And what I'm going to do now is switch over to one of my bootleg sets. I try to play a bootleg every week. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I didn't happen to make one last week because I had a lot of requests going on, and I kind of blew it off to this week, but what I have here is about a half an hour of an artist that I've been a fan of for the last 3 or 4 years now. I got turned on to him from a gentleman on the Hank3.com cousin board, Moody Vaden, and he happens to play with him now with a band called Zane Campbell and the Gravel Pit Ramblers. But this is Zane Campbell, mostly all Zane Campbell solo, with a couple of people that come in and help him. He had a show back in, I think this was recorded in 2005 and 2006, a show every Monday night on Mad Buffalo Productions. And like I said, every Monday night he'd come on for an hour. And a lot of these songs I'm going to play, not all of them, but a lot of these songs, you know, like Zane Campbell, man, he's quite an artist, man. I love his lyrics and his style of music. He's got his own unique style, which you'll hear. But a lot of these songs, you know, he writes songs every day. He's got thousands of songs. And he comes on every week and plays an hour each week of brand new songs or songs that he's had in his collection. But, you know, it's kind of hard to do, man. You know, week after week, come up with an hour of new stuff to play. Anyway, this is just a few songs from those 2 years on Mad Buffalo Productions. And again, this is the bootleg set for the night. And like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in and on the chat board and hanging out. And I guess I'll talk to you on the side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com. And this is Zane Campbell from Mad Buffalo Productions.
Going downtown, I just might get in a fight. One thing for sure, I'm sure gonna get drunk tonight. And if I make it home, I bet I don't remember making it home in the morning light. Going wrong if I ain't right, and if tonight is anything like, if tonight is anything like, if tonight is anything like last Friday night, I'll drink from quitting time. Last Friday night, we did it upright. Last Friday night, Lord, fit to be tied. One on and tied it on, too tight to be untied. I'm quitting time. On to daylight, take it off. Going downtown, I just might end up in jail.
One thing for sure, I'm sure gonna get drunk without fail. If I never make it home, well, I do not give a good goddamn if I never make it home. In the morning light, Lordy, going wrong if I ain't right. If tonight is anything like, if tonight is to be tied, went on and tied it on, too tight to be untied. From Britain time on daylight, we might get lucky, get a little of the sucky and the fucky. Oh, well, you can't never tell. Might get kicked out of the bar, might just wreck the car, die and go to hell where we belong. Going downtown, I'm gonna kick some motherfucker's ass. One thing for sure, I'm gonna make an inappropriate pass. And if I never make it home, well, I do not give a good goddamn if I never make it home. Fucking in the morning light, good God, going wrong if I ain't right. And if tonight is anything like, if tonight is anything like, if tonight is anything like, what if right is a matter of the rain? I'm gonna quit and pass. Hey! On the daylight, last Friday night, we did it upright, last Friday night. Fit to be tied, went on and tied it on, too tight to be untied. Look out up ahead, the road ends. Gary Irving on the mandolin. Now I'm going to do one you don't know, Gary. So, you better, that's Gary Irving on the mandolin.
Let's see here.
You want to tell the folks what we're doing next?
Hell no, I don't want to tell them. I don't want to tell them jack shit.
Look it up first. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. It's five right here. That's how the Nazis counted off, monk.
Death was riding shotgun. Empty bottles rolled on the backseat floor. The sun came up again over the dash with Dad. Real view once more. Yes, it did. Six anyway. Hey, 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 hey.
old. Life mowed me down like a runaway tractor trailer on the interstate in the dark, in the rain, in the dark on Friday the 13th. I didn't see no headlights or hear a horn. Didn't leave so much as a grease spot. Shotgun, we was tripping across the USA. Hallucinating, seeing shit what weren't there, right, Monk? Didn't know where we were going, but we called up someone to find out where we'd been. They didn't know. Got a call.
Okay, here we go. Now, I fucked this song up a while back on this show, but I don't think we recorded that night. Thank God for some glitches. I'm gonna try it again.
I came upon.
All right, Annie. No talking this week. Don't anyone talk to Annie. If she tries to talk to you, tell her to shut up.
I came upon a ragged man, an empty bottle in his hand, standing by a sign that said something I couldn't read. I said, "Say, friend, which way's this go?"
Oh, I hit the wrong chord! Something about this song is, it's just not gonna work. It's defying me every time I attempt it. Maybe he wants this. Harmonica. Yeah. I'm everything. What do you mean by that? I can't plummet if I'm everything. I'm both high and low at once. I'm high, low, in between, sideways. Now it's gonna work. I just know it. Here we go. We'll be right back.
an empty bottle in his hand, standing by a sign that said something I couldn't read. I said, "Say, friend, which way's this go? I can't quite make out what it says." He said, "I'll tell you if you got a drop to drink, I'm dry." I handed him my silver flask. He laughed and said, "I once had one that looked just like that, once upon a million years ago." Well, he drained it dry and he said, "That sign says, turn around and go back right now. Up ahead's a turn nobody makes, and those who do wish they hadn't, cause beyond no man's land that never ends. And before you die of thirst, your gas runs out and you'll walk till you drop." I said, "Well, that's an awful lot for a sign to say." He said, "It ain't the half, I boiled it down, but it says one more thing." I said, "What's that?" He said, "It says you won't turn around." Well, I said, "It's all right." Took my flask. He didn't smile, but he said one last thing. If someone told you something that would save your life, would you listen? I said, "Yeah." Now he shook his head, staring at the ground when I left on my merry way to hell, soon to wish I'd turned around.
Compliments of the harmonic minor harp.
Everybody's gone away, finally. She's dead and in her grave. God only knows why, but I think she took the sun. And I guess this is when lonely comes. Just when I was about to try and fake a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bags and he stays the night. Knows I won't kick him out cause I got no fight left in me. Calls ain't coming quite so fast. Kind of a relief. Been a while since the last. It's been an overload of grief. Can't go out and have some fun, cause I gotta wait here for lonely to come. Just when I was about to try and force a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bag and he stays all night. Knows I won't kick him out cause I got no fight left in me. Everybody's gone away, like the future I might have had. Throwing out the empties, can't see the good for the bad. Oh Lord, it's empty for one. Here waiting for lonely to come. Just when I was about to try and fake a smile, says he's coming over for a little while. But he brings his bags and he stays all night. Yeah, he knows I got no fight left in me. So if you're wondering, well, lonely's gone.
think something's happened to him. Something's wrong.
Have no fear, he's alive and well, and he'll be back to see you real soon. But right now, lonely's here.
I'm gonna do one that Connie Irving, it was one of her favorite songs of mine, and I told her once that I was not gonna do it anymore, and she was very upset with me because she went to a Baptist college, and you may find out why she liked this song so much. But she was so sad when I told her I wasn't going to do this song anymore that I decided, I said, okay, Connie, I'm going to continue doing it for you. And here it is.
Well, I thought I was doing the right thing. I could almost hear the angels sing. And I gave all my money to a preacher at the church down the road. Now I'm homeless, broke, and carrying a heavy load. Fucked up on Jesus.
Well, my wife ran away with that preacher, and she took the kids. Left me here with nothing, now I'm on the skids. And I'm going through the garbage for my dinner, and that ain't right. One thing for certain, I ain't saying no prayers tonight. Fuck no.
Fuck the bone, Jesus.
Motherfucker, here, listen up now. I want to do it the rap version of
Fucked Up on Jesus.
Know who that was for.
This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Requests Friday Night at flapdaddy.com.
Well, old Jackie lived in a tumble-down shack with a beat-up old pickup truck sitting out back. Used to sit on the porch with a jug of lightning. When he started to sing, it was something frightening. He'd go, howie! God Almighty, please help, I got the devil in me. Shit, piss, fuck, damn, hell, cunt, cocksuck. Driving into hell in my pickup truck tonight. Well, old Jackie used to have a wife till he chopped her up in pieces with a butcher knife. Yeah, old Jackie used to have a dog and he killed it and fed it to his hogs. Howie, God Almighty, please, if I got the devil in me, I'll shit this fuck damn hell cunt cocksucker. Driving into hell in my pickup truck tonight. Oh, yeah. The plot coagulates. Well, before she died, his wife gave him a son. He used to make the boy dance with a double-barrel shotgun. But then one day, Jack woke up blind because his son stuck two ice picks in his eyes. And you could hear old Jack howl way down in the holler as the boy tried his daddy's song on for size. He sang, howie! God Almighty, please help, I got the devil in me. Shit, piss, fuck, damn, help, cunt, cocksucker.
running into hell in my daddy's pickup truck.
Well, I don't know what to follow songs like that with, but I got them.
It's kind of thing you write when you're 17 and you're on dope, I think. Well, I was watching TV alone late last night when a cold wind blew through the room and out went the light. I screamed in horror at what appeared on my TV. There was a man in a coffin, and the man was me. Well, about that time I hit the remote control away from channel 13, 'cause all the windows were closed, yet the wind still blowed, and I didn't like what I had seen. But to every station that I turned, the scene remained the same. I switched to channel 17, it was a graveyard scene, on a tombstone was my name. You can say that I'm a liar, yeah, yeah, just as sure as I'm alive. But please believe me when I tell you, this here ain't no cosmic jive. No. I heard footsteps coming slowly down the stairs as I began to think maybe somebody might have slipped some LSD into something I had to drink. Oh, I've been there before and it ain't like this. I never saw such things, I felt such fears. When down from the stairs came an old friend of mine who'd been dead for about 3 years. That rattled me. He stood there in the darkness as the TV cast an eerie glow upon his face. He got me. Oh, I was freaked out, Robert. Stood there in the darkness as the TV cast an eerie glow upon his face. Freaked out, Robert, thinking, this is the topper as my heart beat quick in his pace. He directed my attention to the TV set, and then he said to me, you best get out of the house, better do it right now. What you see may come to be. I may get through the song yet. Keep messing up. Hey, you can say that I'm a liar, just as sure as I'm alive. Please believe me when I tell you, Lord, this here ain't no cosmic jive. Hey, the plot thickens now. I told you my dead friend pointed to the TV and said, what you see may come to be. Well, that tombstone scene was on the screen. It didn't take me long to catch the hint. I'd be declared the fastest human alive if somebody had timed my sprint on feet. Fast as lightning, let's put the scene that was frightening me. I thought out of my mind, not till I was out of the door, and a half a mile more till I got the nerve to look behind. I looked back to my house, I saw a flaming ball falling out of the evening sky. It was a meteorite, just blazing real bright, of a most enormous size. It was falling real fast with a mighty loud blast. That fiery rock was doused with a head-on collision. In my field of vision, it leveled my whole damn house. You could say that I'm a liar, just as sure as I'm alive. Baba, please believe me when I tell you, yeah, yeah, as there ain't no cosmic jive. I wrote that when I was 17 while watching Johnny Carson. Back in 76, we recorded it on 45. I think there were 10 copies of that press. Back in 1976, when I was a young alcoholic whippersnapper.
I had to drink a half a pint of whiskey just to even sing it back in. But I did.
Baby, I can't tell you how I feel about you. Words don't get it.
Hey, you said so goddamn much, it don't mean a thing on you. Whoa, I need a better word than love. Everything I say just seems to fall shy of the mark.
I'm positive of that, even though I always thought negativity was where it's at. I don't give a shit. No more. You don't like it. There's a dog. Gonna do one show. They're all wrong. Gonna be happy forever from now on. See ya.
I'll be you, be you, be you, be with that. Oh, I'll be you, be you, be you, be with that. I'll be you, be you, be you, be with that. I'll be you, be you, be you, be with that. I said I'll be you, be you, be you, be with that. Be happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy. Talking about me, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about him, talking about her too, talking about us, we and them that's gone. We're all gonna be happy forever from now on. Sing.
I'll be ill be heel be she'll be wheel be. Lord, I'll be ill be heel be she'll be wheel be.
Ebonics.
I be you be he be she be we be.
Talk about
happy, 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 happy.
One more time.
I'll be you'll be he'll be she'll be will be. I'll be you'll be he'll be she'll be will be. I said
I'll be you'll be he be she be we be he be he be he.
I'll be you'll be he'll be she'll be will be.
Happy 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 happy.
Hey, Lord, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit of the crazy Zane Campbell, but man, he's done a lot of really serious stuff too. That was a little bit of a mix of everything right there, over the last, over 2005, 2006, I believe that these were taken from a show called Mad Buffalo Productions. Zane Campbell came on every Monday night and played, hour, sometimes with some people coming up and helping him play, but most time just himself. And a lot of these songs, like I said, he kind of wrote maybe the day before or sometime within that week. And, you know, he just comes up there and fills an hour up and, you know, like I said, hit and miss, man. But I tried to pick out some of the better songs from that, some crazy ass shit. Anyway, but part of the serious of Zane Campbell is back in the late 80s, early 90s, he happened to have started to get on the map somewhat. His claim to fame is being on a soundtrack to one of the first movies that was released in the United States that had to do with the HIV/AIDS virus. And the movie was called Longtime Companion. And it was a long story, but his girlfriend at the time worked for the Sony Music or Sony Pictures, and she slipped him a song that Zane Campbell, her boyfriend, without telling them that, a song, and it ended up, they liked it, and they ended up putting the song on the soundtrack, to, like I said, to the movie called Longtime Companion, and the song was called Postmortem Bar, and like I said, it was one of the first movies made in the United States that had to do with the HIV/AIDS virus. So that right there is mainly Zane Campbell's claim to fame, so to speak, getting on that soundtrack. But anyway, other than that, he puts out a lot of albums. He goes into studio and records these wonderful, absolutely wonderful albums, basically just gives them away to people. And he's been trying to get off the ground, but over the years he's just been putting out music, I say, and giving it away. Anyway, I hope you like some of that music right there from, like I said, Zane Campbell. And some of the other shows, if you've been downloading mine at Flapdated or at section86.com, some of the other shows are Blake Clayton's At Burns When I Pee, and he's got a new episode out, I think, last week, and he's got another one coming out. Actually, he's got two coming out this month, and one's going to have Joey Alcorn featured on. I think he's calling it his mini pee or whatever, and it's just an interview with Joey Alcorn and some of the new music from his album that just was released. So check that out coming up with on At Burns When I Pee, Blake Clayton's show. And you have the Hank and Change show, Vertebreaker, which is a funny ass show, man. You know, Andy, the guy who runs section86.com, and his brother, you get together with their friends, and man, it's just a crazy ass show. Funny as hell, man. You have to listen to it. There's so much, such a wide variety of topics they come across, and man, you gotta listen to it to believe it. But funny shit, look at section86.com for the show Vertebreaker, and you won't go wrong there. Anyway, hey, earlier in the night, I played three tracks from the band called Becoming, their brand new album out called Sonic Revelations, and I played a three-song block from that. And Jason, the bass player singer, happens to be on the chat board. He's been with us all night, you know, fucking hanging out, listening to this crazy-ass fucking music I'm playing. And, you know, I'm glad he made it through that Zane Campbell, and I hope he found something on there he likes. Like I said, my show, I play a lot of different fucking music, man. So I hope he found something on there you like, Jason. Like I said, you know, crazy Zane Campbell. But I appreciate you hanging out on the board. And, man, people are really going to like this album a lot. And like I was saying earlier, right now the band is ranked 21st on the national metal charts at ReverbNation.com. And also, they're ranked 29th out of around 300,000 artists on the global metal charts. So the band is doing pretty good with this album, man. Sonic Revelations, check them out on their MySpace. And anyway, I told Jason I was going to play another track from it, and I'm going to do that right now. This is track 3 from the album, and the song is called The Lost. Again, this is Amir, Jason, Caesar, and Jerry. The band is Becoming.
Becoming. What?
Oh,
it's time to do what?
Go home.
Bye. feel good.
Can make you feel good. Heavy as a landmine. Heavy and at peace and love. Nobody, nobody. Nobody, nobody. And one black line. Nobody, nobody.
The song is called 10 Cent Hands, and the band is White Rhino. What a great fucking song right there. Check out more from them from their MySpace as well. And, hell, all the bands I've been playing tonight. Make sure you go to their MySpace and help support them. Listen to the other tunes in their player. And go to their music sites and, you know, download their MP3s or get their whole albums, you know, online. And that's what it's all about, man. Try to support these bands. Like I said, a great band right there called White Rhino. And before that, a couple from the Scream Dream album from Ted Nugent. Played, of course, the title track. And I think it's track number maybe 7 or 8, Spit It Out. Again, the great Ted Nugent, man, the madman from Detroit. And let's see, right before that, oh, yeah, Texas Hippie Coalition, man, from the album they put out called Pride of Texas. And I played track number 1 from that called No Shame. And what a kick-ass band right there, man. As Hell Dorado says, you know, Texas oil field music at its fucking finest right there. Texas Hippie Coalition. And I played, see, a track from the album called First Blood, Last Cuts. And, of course, it's the great Blackie Lawless of Wasp doing Blind in Texas. Actually, it was a remix for that particular album, First Blood, Last Cuts, I believe. And I started the night off again, this set off again, with the band Becoming, their brand new album just released called Sonic Revelations. And I played track 3 from that called The Lost. And many thanks to Jason for hanging out on the chat board with us, listening to all this crazy music, like I said, that he has to go through, man. But, man, I certainly appreciate his support tonight. And help support him by going to their website. You can go to the MySpace, for one thing, MySpace/Becoming Band. Or you can go to www.becoming.cc. And again, on there, on those sites, you can purchase a brand new album called Sonic Revelations that happened to be recorded at Planet Z Studios, mixed and mastered there by Zeus. And the band is from the San Jose, San Francisco Bay Area in California. And the band, like I said, is called Becoming. And many thanks to them for sending me this album, and I'll be playing it for sure on the podcast in the future. And man, I hope you go out there and support this band. They're doing pretty good on some of the metal charts, so man, more power to them. And like I said, I wish them all the best, and thanks to Jason for hanging out with us tonight. Pretty cool, man. That is pretty much my show for tonight. And I got another song I'm going to play in as my outro, but some of the other shows that help support my show around here are Kimmy's Metal Deli and Soupy Gatto's show, and let's see, Whiskey and Waterbeds. And all these shows, Misfits Radio, and Burns When I Pee, Vertebraker, all these shows help support mine, and I try to give their plug out, as you've heard. And that's what it's all about, man, spreading the word. If you like some of the music that I played tonight, you know, man, go to their website and check them out and support them. That's what's keeping these bands fueled, man, so we can hear this kind of music. And like I say, that's what it's all about. It's all about the music, and I try to keep it as much as I possibly can. Yeah, I got to give out these plugs every now and then, but fuck, man. And that's just the way it is. Anyway, I'm going to end my show. I appreciate, as always, everybody hanging out in the chat. And you guys that take time to download this every Tuesday. But I'm going to end the show now with I'm going to butcher this name. She's from Auckland, New Zealand, I believe. Auckland, I believe that's how it's pronounced. But I'm not sure. From New Zealand, anyway. Tommy Brewster. She sent me an album a couple podcasts ago that I played to close my show. And I'm going to play another one. She just sent me this track here a couple days ago to my Gmail address, and I'm going to end the show with this. The song is called Break It To Me Gently, and again, the great Tommy Brewster from Auckland, I believe New Zealand. Anyway, that's pretty much my show. This has been the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com live, podcasting every Tuesday at section86.com, so you guys have a good week, and you know, I hope to see you back here next Friday.
Break it to me. to go home.